Welcome back to IndieCan Music, your front row seat and backstage pass to Canada's emerging music market. This week, it's the Ottawa indie scene. We have Doug Graham from Whitebird Studios, but first, something we've been looking forward to, live at IndieCan from Ottawa, Trevor Findlay.
Gotta get up and get functional, get my system right. Kickstart my head, I was out too late last night. I gotta get a cup of coffee, yeah, so I can access what I know. So get me a large double-double and a glazed dinner then to go. Nectar of the gods helps my disposition. Late nights, early mornings, it eases the transition. I gotta get a cup of coffee, yeah, so I can access what I know. So get me a large double-double and a glazed anything to go. Just maintenance. Cup two opens up my eyes. Cup three feels so natural, I got to do it twice. I gotta get a cup of coffee, yeah, so I can access what I know. Well, get me a large double-double and a glaze, anything to go. Don't need no liquor, don't need no wine, don't need no break, all I need is time. I gotta get a cup of coffee, yeah, so I can access what I know. Well, get me a large double-double and a glazed anything to go. Well, get me a large double-double and a glazed anything to go. Well, get me a large double-double and a glazed anything to go. Well, 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 yeah.
I was going to start off by saying thanks for having me back in Ottawa, but of course, last time we did IndieCan in Ottawa, I didn't make it, did I?
No, I got the last minute, 11th hour call saying I would be doing it myself that day. Yeah.
Yeah, and you tried to back out of it, but I kind of shamed you into carrying on without me.
That's exactly what happened. About an hour later, you got a phone call going, okay, I'll do it.
Yeah.
Yep. I'll try.
And it was fabulous. Yeah. And look at this, coffee. You don't even need the words. The music itself just says, this is about a caffeine ingestion.
That's pretty much what I had in mind when I wrote it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm a very big fan of coffee. I've had about four or five today alone.
I can picture you. I mean, you break all the rules, right? I mean, you're sitting there, you know, in front of an expensive microphone and drinking a coffee, right? Like,
Against the rules?
Well, you know, according to vocal coaches, that's not how you prepare yourself for a singing performance, right?
You know, there's a lot of rules that I think I probably break. I'm definitely not going to be jumping ahead and teaching vocals at any point, just because in my younger days I smoked, I drank, and you know, it's still getting me through. But anyways, I have a coffee and it's okay.
Yeah.
I have a beer at the end of the night or something, and it's like my Gatorade.
Yeah.
So
my Gatorade. I see an endorsement coming.
Well, you know, that's a song that's still looking for a place to go.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Hint, hint.
Now, you know where I've seen you? YouTube or something like that. It was a big stadium show. I don't know where it was. Maybe you do. You probably uploaded it.
If it was a recent video, very recently. Okay, that was probably in a festival that we did in Carleton, Quebec.
Mm-hmm.
I'm having a lot of fun with YouTube, actually.
It's, yeah.
When I was younger, I was either going to be in music, or I was going to be in film. I've always been a bit of a film nut,
yeah.
And I love I love the whole thing about movie making. And now with today's technology, all you need is a digital video camera and a laptop, and you know, and a decent editing software, and you can pretty much make your own. So I'm having a lot of fun. But this show in particular was it was great. It was a blues festival. It was like a 4-day long blues festival up in Carleton, Quebec, which is literally, you can actually see New Brunswick from the beach. And it was in a really big like circus tent. So we played, and then it was Shamika Copeland, who some people may recognize from I believe Lightning in a Bottle, which is a Martin Scorsese movie.
Yeah.
And she does a great job, and very, very personable lady. But we showed up, and you know, we were looking at this big circus tent, and anyways, it was a lot of fun. And the people in there, I haven't had. It was like a big rock show for me. I realized it was a blues festival, but I think that the crowd got riled into so much of a frenzy that, I gave myself ringing in my ears for about 3 days afterwards from the sound of the audience. So.
That's how it should be.
I'm a really big fan. I've been quoted as saying this before, but as much as I am a fan of Muddy Waters, I'm also a huge fan of David Lee Roth. You know, so
yeah.
Like, there's a part of me that wants to be, you know, very tasteful and wear the suit and make sure that people understand the traditions of blues. But there's a part of me that wants to go, everybody say hell yeah. You know, so
are you prepared to wear spandex?
Hell no.
Not even under my jeans.
No. There will be no scissor kicks. There will be no buttless chaps in my future.
Oh, we're gonna miss that one.
So where did you first find Trevor, Doug?
I met Trevor here in Ottawa, and I believe the first time we met it was when I was actually doing photography for some of the shows.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. But I listened to Trevor. Yeah, but I've been a fan of Trevor's music for years.
And it's safe to say, over the years as well, we've developed a very good friendship as
well.
Yeah,
absolutely, yeah.
So.
Yeah. So I'm very, very excited that we finally got a chance to have our paths all cross at the same time.
Oh, I know. Yeah, thanks.
Because I've been dying to get Trevor in here to do this.
This is a song from my 2005 CD, which is called "Show Me What You Got." This album is actually this song in particular is sort of my mantra, my motto, because a lot of people will come up and say, "Hey, you know, I've never seen you guys before," and usually it's in some small venue somewhere in the middle of rural Canada, and I usually say, well, that's because you don't have to come to us. I'll come to you. Playing tonight, we'll be playing all night. I either doing all right, got something going on. Stay just where you are, no place too far. After this, I'm hitting the bar until everything is gone. Not twisted, just slightly bent. What I said, that's what I meant. Driven and confident, I know what I gotta do. I'll come to you. Not just one in a crowd, I'd like to play real loud. More fun than legally allowed. All I do is crank the knob. Gonna take it, I grind it, I put it in your face. Better bring a towel just in case. Not a dry seat left in the place. And I know I've done my job. Not twisted, just slightly bent. What I said, that's what I meant. Driven and confident, I know what I gotta do. I'll come to you. Here I come, baby. You wanna feel it's real. If you think it's real, the world today, that's a very big deal. When something moves your mind, when we get the call, in the gangs big or small, gonna give it all every single time. Not twisted, just slightly bent. What I said, that's what I meant. Driven and confident, to know what I got into. I'll come to you. I'll come to you.
Oh, love it. Woo. I love this town.
Simply marvelous.
Yeah. Now, do you prepare differently? Like, you probably do. Do you do as many acoustic sets as you do full band sets, or do you really prefer to do one or the other? Or does it?
Actually, it's for me, I really enjoy playing in a band as much as I enjoy playing acoustic. Acoustic is how I started. When I first started playing guitar when I was 9, it was on acoustic guitar, and my teacher made us sing and play at the same time. But I was singing songs like Oh Lord, It's Hard to Be Humble and The Gambler by Kenny Rogers, which I don't remember anymore. But
sorry, audience, we won't be doing any covers today.
No Mustang can. Sally, thank you very much.
Yeah, this is a Mustang Sally free zone. okay.
What was the question?
Yeah.
It was about, doing acoustic or doing full band.
Oh, yes. Right. I actually do a lot of writing on acoustic. And when I'm playing an acoustic show, I basically, it's, all bets are off. I'll do whatever it is that I want to do. Whereas, so there's no set list. I've got a book of songs that ranges everywhere from, like some old traditional Delta blues stuff. And then just to really sort of irk the blues purists, I'll throw in a Billy Idol tune, or I'll sing a rap song as a bluegrass, whatever. And it's, I just have fun when I'm playing, which is pretty much the point, as far as I can tell. And but with a band, I'll write out a set list. We have a very definite order of things. And somewhere in the middle, like sometimes if the audience feels like I'll read the audience, and if it feels like maybe they're not ready for a slow tune yet, they want to keep dancing, or if everybody's kind of, you know, waiting and like anticipating something, I'll try and figure out what it is they're anticipating, and I'll switch the order last minute. But for me, it's the best of both worlds, because I get to do whatever I want on acoustic. I don't have to turn around and say, okay, it's in this key, it's this beat. I can just basically, I don't even have to count it off. I just start it. I really enjoy audience reaction. Mm-hmm. And we definitely get that with the group, with the band. So
I've seen Trevor live in large settings and intimate settings, and he's just got a great ability with the audience to take them on a little journey for the show.
Well, I bet he's already developed a rapport with the listening audience.
Yeah, right? It's a natural ability that I believe that Trevor's always had. He's as comfortable on stage talking to somebody as he is a good friend backstage. It's such a natural rapport with him.
Thank you, Doug Graham from Whitebird Music.
Just for the Dr. Phil segment of the show, there's another possible endorsement. I don't know if you have a song in your repertoire that fits it.
But I'm currently writing one saying that I believe that Dr. Phil is wrong.
Oh, good. Anyways, okay, go I got a go. Song I can share with you, too.
Perfect.
But okay. There's a lot of humor in your writing, right? Like the way you write, you come from a humorous point of view. I mean, coffee
absolutely.
Isn't exactly, you know, it's yeah,
It's not a serious song.
Right?
Absolutely.
Right.
Well, I mean, it's all about entertainment. You know? And David Lee Roth actually just said in a the press conference when they were announcing the Van Halen big North American tour, he said that we'll leave saving the world in the hands of Bono. We're just here to rock.
Yeah,
and that's pretty much it.
Oh, good for him.
If you can't tell, I am a big fan.
Yeah. Yeah,
he's the most quotable quote guy. Him and Steven Tyler from Aerosmith.
Yeah,
I've found myself quoting them on numerous occasions.
The kings of
the one-liners,
super succinct one-liners.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, are you hiding anything behind this humor? I mean, comedians are known for messed up backgrounds and
are
all
you,
that.
Are you
sort of
asking
thing.
If I'm manic depressive?
Whatever, right? You know, just as part of your performance, is this? Are you working something out? Is there some catharsis going on?
Well, I mean, I suppose the catharsis is that I'm an attention hog. You know, I've
sounds
always
genuine to me.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a big ham. I want to entertain people. I guess. In some situations where it's one-on-one, I almost have a harder time dealing with that than dealing with a group of people. You know, being in an interview right now, it's easy because it still feels like I'm performing. You know, my girlfriend often asks if she's getting the real me, because I'm very... And some of her friends actually bring out the fact that I'm kind of like the frog in the box from the Looney Tunes cartoons.
Right.
Right, where... Right. When nobody else is around, it's like, hello, my baby, hello, my honey, hello, my ragtime gal. And I'm always performing until I get into a situation where it's just me.
Do you know
me.
Who performed that part?
No.
What was his name? Redbone somebody.
Leon Redbone? Redbone?
Yeah.
Leon
really?
Redbone
yeah,
did
he
that?
He did that, yeah.
Wow. That's,
wow.
Yeah, one of the one few things that Mel Blanc, if that's his name, didn't do. But
wow.
Anyway, I it's digress. Hard. Badly. Let's get back to your girlfriend wonders if it's the real you. Does your wife wonder the same thing?
Next question.
Where can fans find you? You've been heard around the world now. If we've turned some on, where can they get a hold of you?
Well, my website is the easiest way. As with everything is available online. It's trevorfinlay.com, and that's Finlay. And from there, you can find us on MySpace. You can find us on YouTube. When I went to Australia, I did about 13 videos. That's sort of where my love of movies sort of came back, as I started putting together all these like little video, 6-minute video postcards of our trip to Australia, trying to make that as entertaining as possible as well. So.
Yeah, and I'd like to add that that trip to Australia was based because of a number one hit that you had in Australia, and you got to tour for 6 weeks there.
Yeah, yeah.
To support it.
The song "I'll Come to You" actually was.
Oh, great!
It charted over there, which is very cool. Yeah.
And so you came to them.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow, it was almost like looking into the future.
Kind of, yeah. Well, it's just it expanded on the mantra, I guess.
Yeah.
Made it more global. So it's a very cool thing.
And anything remarkable or different about audiences there, or do they just love to have a good time like anywhere else?
It's music, it's true what they say, you know, music is the world community, like the world language,
universal language.
Yeah, so we went, we played the same stuff that we do,
and Doug's the interpreter.
Yeah, exactly. Again, you know, that's you get a friendship going, and all of a sudden, you know, you can help me out with what I'm trying to say. Because words sometimes not follow thing have with
Trevor the Wordsmith. Find him online.
And that's why it's coffee when you're in the recording studio today and not bourbon.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly. Once again, thanks a lot to IndyCan for having me on. It's been a lot of fun. And I want to finish off this segment, I guess, with a song that was written by me and with a gentleman by the name of Carson Cole, who lives out in Alberta. The Psychedelic Cowboy, for those of you that know him. And for those of you that don't, I highly recommend him. He's a very entertaining guy. And entertaining entertainer. In the, just because I always feel the need to be redundant when I'm speaking. So, anyways, as a matter of fact, let's just get drunk. It's not just the name of the song. It's also probably what we're going to do.
Remove your shoes before they stink to the floor. You've been a drink up and you think you're gonna score. And if you don't, at least you won't care anymore. Let's get drunk. Uh-huh. And if it takes us past the end of the night, we'll leave the world behind and party it up right. And if we get lucky, we won't say goodnight, but oh, that line stunk. Well, screw this song, let's just get drunk with two tequilas. It's all the sobriety that I fear. Two pitchers and two tequilas, put them right here. Jose Cuervo is a good friend of mine. Prefer it to Jim Beam and I'll drink it anytime. You're gonna see double and you will still miss the signs. Let's get drunk. And if it takes us past the end of the night, we'll leave the world behind and party it up right. And if we get lucky, we won't say goodnight, but oh, that line stunk. Well, screw this song, let's just get drunk with two tequilas. It's only sobriety that I fear. Two pitchers and two tequilas, put them right here.
Oh, put them right here, man.
Takes us past the end of the night. We'll leave the world behind and party it up right. And if we get lucky, we won't say goodnight, but oh.
That was the sensitive part of the show. Oh, wait.
That line stunk.
So, just kidding.
Well, screw this song, let's just get drunk with two tequilas. It's only sobriety that I fear. Two pitchers, two tequilas, put them right here. Two pitchers, two tequilas. It's only sobriety that I fear. Two pitchers, two tequilas, put them right here.
And you're listening to the Ottawa Indie Scene. My new CD is available. It's called If You Never Live. And come say hi at my website, amandarayom.com.
truth. They're entertaining me and you. I know it's tough to see them rise. They hide them well in their disguise. You can't believe they're puppet mouths. They're puppet mouths. Up in the world will blow my mind. Cause they say we're okay. And CNN will make us blind. Cause they say we're okay. Sit and watch events unfold.
of a cross-Canada trip. We heard from Y, which is a Winnipeg band, from their recently released CD, Red. Before that was Mavis Drive out of Ontario, and we opened up with a BC band called the Sled Dogs. Doug, when did you first hear about Y, and what do you think of them?
I got contacted through MySpace by John. John, their manager.
Yeah.
And he's from Ottawa. And he had contacted me to see if I was interested in working with the band and helping him promote them. And it was an excellent evening I spent with him. I was a little concerned in the beginning that they were maybe a little bit too U2-ish.
Yeah. The people were U2'd out,
the demo that I'd heard, when I heard the demo, I thought, man, here's a lot of a talent, but... You know, but we already love Bono.
Yeah.
Bono. Sonny, come home. Cher's calling. But anyway, there was already a Bono. So, you know, and I expressed a bit of concern about that. But then they sent me the Red album.
Yeah.
And it was complete with the rest of the material and not just three demo songs. And I was very impressed.
Yeah,
I was very impressed that they had moved away a bit from that U2 thing and stood on their own legs. And also, it was, as we talked about earlier, it was a very strong album.
Yeah.
Like it was a song full of good songs. It wasn't, as you had said, B-side material with maybe one catchy riff.
Exactly, yeah. It was quite strong. Yeah, Mavis Drive, I first heard about at Crayfest. It was a great showcase of bands. Little Sunday was there, a band from London I love called Antihero. They were there, and I picked up a CD from them, and I hope you like it. And the band that started out, Sled Dogs, they're traveling this way, so we'll be hearing more from them. They're coming to Indie Can Studio soon, so that'll be great. Now, Alex Tintinelli, this is a young blues player, and I thought I'd dig something out of the vault because... We had Trevor in here, and he's a big blues guy. And this is a young kid. He's a barely a teenager, a great guitar player, and he must get tired of, hey, you're pretty good for a young kid, but I think he's pretty good, period. My Jesse, he always says one of the things he loves about being young is being constantly underestimated. How old were you when you started playing guitar?
Oh man, the first time I got paid to perform, I was 11.
Yeah,
I was 11 years old. Yeah, and I wasn't playing the guitar. I was front man. I was singing.
Yeah,
in the band. Yeah, but that I remember what it was like being a kid that age and getting out in front of people and gigging. I think the great thing was you were so full of enthusiasm and you were too young to be scared yet.
Yeah, that's right.
You know what I mean? It was kind of weird. You just couldn't wait to get out and play. There was no fear.
Which is good because you're too young to drink.
Yeah, I heard it. I heard a bit about a bit of Alex a little just earlier, and it was actually surprising when the guitar came in. It was quite mature, and then I heard this prepubescent voice.
Yeah,
and I remember instantly thinking, man, I can't wait till this guy's like 18. You know?
Well, he'll mature as a singer and he'll mature as a songwriter.
Yeah, very talented.
But he is, and let's share him with the listeners now. Yeah. This is the title track off of his debut record.
This guy's great. Quickly looks up at me and says, "You buy."
Thank you.
From the album Jinx, that was Underdog, UNDADOGG. It's a cool thing. Anyway, that was Butterfly Disease. Hope you liked it. Doug, what's unique or special about the Ottawa music scene? You've been here a while. You're as much of an authority as anybody else.
Yeah, the Ottawa scene. Actually, where do I start with Ottawa? Ottawa is a real hotbed of talent. It truly is. There's a remarkable diversity in this city. The unfortunate thing is that it's not supported well enough by the clubs. There's not as enough venues, you know. And I don't know, I've been out of Toronto for quite a few years, so I don't know what it's like in TO. But in Ottawa, it's very, very difficult for the bands to find enough places to play enough to make a living, you know. Mm-hmm. But just a great wealth of talent. We have a really good blues society here. And we're starting to find it now is on the cusp of finding that that unity and that feeling of a community now, where, you know, the cliques are sort of disbanding and it's coming together. So it's a really exciting time for Ottawa.
So, yeah, like you're a member of one of the writers' groups here, right?
Yeah, I started the Ottawa Writers Group.
Oh, great.
The Ottawa Writers Circle, yeah.
That's a great way to build community, I think.
Yeah, we have over 80 writers now.
Yeah, that's something.
It's quite great. We're hoping to actually get into a venue where the writers can be marketed for writing jingles and commercials. We found that we're 80 writers strong, so why not utilize that?
Yeah, right? That's right. Local radio should have a need for that.
Yeah.
And speaking of local radio, for those of you who still listen to terrestrial radio, is local radio supportive of local artists?
You know, surprisingly, not.
That is surprising.
You would think so, but, like, for instance, stations like Shea, for instance, and you look at Trevor Finley.
Yeah.
Here's a guy, Trevor Finley, who has been supportive of Shea and did almost everything that Shea could ever want from an artist to support them. And then they decided they were going to change their format and become just the, in their words, the ultimate classic rock station.
Right.
And when they did that, they wouldn't even play it. You know, Trevor's CDs came out, they wouldn't even play it on an obscure 2 in the morning Sunday. Just no.
Yeah, that's right. Because, you know, he's not from the 60s, 70s, or 80s.
Yeah, I think the only stations, there is a couple of stations. I think the newer rock stations that have recently come around, like your live 88 Live and all those, people like that have been very supportive in putting together contests now. That last year they gave away $500,000 in studio and promotional time, and this year it's $1 million.
Yeah.
You know, so they're doing good stuff. The country stations are doing good stuff. But if you're a John Mayer or that type of person or something, it's a very tough go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's been some great, you know, international artists that have come out of here.
Oh, yeah. Quite a few. Bruce Coburn.
Alanis Morissette.
Alanis Morissette's from here.
Yeah, just amazing.
Tom Cruise.
Now, let's talk a little bit. Next week we'll be meeting or recording Once Just out in Gatineau. How did you get hooked up with a studio in Gatineau?
Guillaume Proulx. He's turned into a really good friend, probably one of the finest people you'd want to work with. We had met through, I had a need. I needed somebody to do some mastering, and I was looking for somebody who could do it locally instead of running into Toronto to Metalworks, which is just almost by habit now, you know?
Yeah.
I wanted somebody that was here that the bands could actually sit down with the guy and get a feel, and I figured that the product would be just that much better at the end because they had that hands-on there, you know, instead of sending it to somebody and getting it back. So when I was doing that, I was referred to Guillaume Proulx. He just said, this guy's a great live sound engineer, and he does this, and he's a great, great mastering facility. So I went down to meet him, and we got talking, and we got very, very excited because we were very like-minded about the scene and where it is and where we'd like it to go. And it was just seemed like a natural thing to start working together, and he's a real diamond in the rough. He was a great find.
Well, I hear people get excited, the surroundings of his studio, right? It's in the Gatineau Hills, there's water nearby. He will often be see doing in the morning, recording in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Pretty good life.
It's a great life, you know. It's a great life if you can get it. And also, in all fairness to Guillaume, too, it's like you've been around studios, and, you know, yep. And I've been in several, and I own one. And, you know, and there is so much that could be said for the equipment that people are using, but it's really the people that are... It's yeah. really the people that are running it. It's the guy that's behind the board. It's the ears. It's the ideas. It's the heart. It's all of those things. And he has all of that stuff in spades. He's a great guy
that's
to work
right.
with.
It's not the size that matters. we could go on forever, but we're actually not allowed to. So we're going to close with a little bit of Once Just. This, again, is a band from Calgary, and we'll be hearing all about them next week. And you saw them live.
These guys are hot. Yeah. These are one of those bands. You know, you go to bands and you get impressed, and there's other bands you just fall in love with them, and you just feel like you want to be there to help them around every corner and open every door. And these are one of those. This is one of those bands. You just, they're contagious.
Great. Well, we'll see you next week, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Ciao. Have a great day.
Every nail, there's a brick bang happening, a fire and no reckoning, an inevitable wrecking while the mechanism beckoning. The sky's alive, and so I am inside. There's no way to justify the way it is tonight. I'm sick of it and I'm breaking up all the hope I have incurred. All of the little pieces of the illusion that I heard. I realize that you might get disappointed. So make it stop a little more. Do you not hear me now? We'll learn this lesson when you're older. When it's not what you thought and you pray. Dear God, I did not know hell was getting colder. Now I look up in the sky and listen for the flies and contemplate a happy life when you are so inclined. Nobody's having a better time when somebody's telling a lie sometimes. So ask me why. I can't believe in a single word that's said in the news today. The preachers preach and seem to think that nobody has to fall asleep. To drink the drink that makes you think of all of the things that make you wonder. So make it stop a little more. Do you not hear?
Thank you for listening to the Canadian Indie Scene, an IndieCan music production. For a complete list of artists featured on today's show, please visit at IndieCan.com or MySpace.com/IndieCanMusic.